Welcome to our Weston Green Speaks podcast, and today we're delighted to have Greg Trout from the School of Kindness, and you're the Director of Kindness, your official title.
Yes.
And Mrs. Hansreich is here, our Head of Pastoral, so welcome to you both.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Just to start off, Greg, can you tell us a bit about how you got into your journey? How did you get into the kindness?
Yes, well, my wife, Jamie, she started the charity 52 Lives back in 2013. And we met, actually, I was doing some travelling. After a period of illness, I ended up travelling for 2 years around the world. Started my own charitable initiative, helping people and inspiring those who'd been through similar things that I'd been through. And Jamie found out about what I'd been doing, and we got in touch, told me about 52 Lives, which at the time was just a little Facebook group, and it's just grown and grown. We fell in love, and then we started the School of Kindness back in 2016, because I found I travelled the world for 2 years, ticking off what became known as my anti-bucket list. And I thought it was going to be all these things on my list that made me happy. You know, the Galapagos Islands, tick, yes. That'll make me happy. Machu Picchu, that will make me happy. But what I found was it wasn't the things that were helping me feel happy. It was the people I met. It was the people I was helping with my charitable initiative. I found I was getting more joy and fulfillment out of doing those things than I was from ticking off this grand list of mine, which I didn't fully understand later. So I started looking into the science of kindness and why that's so important. So yes, we started the School of Kindness back in 2016 at this very school at Weston Green. We ran our first workshop here.
Wow, so you've got a connection here.
My stepchildren, Abby and Max, went here in years 1 and 2. It was I think it was Abby's teacher. I think his first name was Josh. I can't remember now. But yeah, we ran our first workshop here. So it all started here. So it's so exciting to be back here. But now we work with over 250,000 children a year. But this is where it all kind of stems from.
Amazing.
Greg, can you tell us why is kindness important to you? What effects do you notice through acts of kindness?
Oh my goodness. I mean, kindness is just, I think it's the best thing we can be. I think it's the best form of character that we can have. When I look at the people who inspire me, it's people who are kind, good people, who are helping people. And it's just the best value I think we can hold. And the thing is about kindness is, because often lots of people say, you know, children are already kind. Well, yes, they are. But why? Why is it important to be kind? And this is what we do at the School of Kindness, is showing them why and empowering them to understand that their actions can have an impact on not just the world they live in, but also on their own mental and physical health. Because it's not just helping other people.
It's also helping
ourselves through the release of amazing natural chemicals like oxytocin and dopamine, helping us feel happy, improving the health of our hearts and our bodies. And it makes our community stronger as well. And the research is absolutely phenomenal when you look at people who live in close communities. You look at the blue zones, for example, which is the areas in the world which have the highest proportion of centenarians, so people over 100 years old.
Right.
And scientists kind of descend on these areas, thinking, is it the food? Is it the exercise? Mm-hmm. What are they doing? And a huge part, the main component, is their close social ties.
Mm-hmm.
So that community, those relationships that they have, releasing all these amazing chemicals, helping us feel healthier and happier. So kindness is something that we need to practice on a daily basis. And it can be something that doesn't become a habit if you are around unkind people, because I always say there's only one thing that's more contagious than kindness, and sadly that is hate. That is, and research shows that we'll spend 5 times longer on a negative news story or a negative post than a positive one. So that's why it's so important to empower and embed this kindness as a habit, as a form of character education that's going to enhance the children's well-being, but also our communities as well.
That's wonderful. That is so interesting, isn't it?
And your workshop today, it's so important for our children, because kindness is one of our 3 values. So it's that foundation that we need to help our little children to develop their character and not only understand what kindness is, but to apply it in their daily life. So today's been amazing. Your workshop so far has been fantastic. And the children are now literally off creating something that's kind.
And I'll just say, for any parents listening, they were amazing. Oh my goodness, they were so lovely. Their answers, to everything I was asking, and they displayed such kindness and respect as well. So I love this school. So lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. Thank you both. Thank you.
Bye-bye.